Welcome, welcome back to another episode of Zim's Beer Review. I'm your host, Garrett Zimmer. Hope everybody had a safe and fun holidays with Christmas and New Year's. And we're back at it now in 2018, back to reviewing some beers, back to the real life after having some days off for the holidays. So I hope everyone had fun, and thanks for coming back for another episode. So today we're going to be reviewing 10 Barrel Brewing Company's Raspberry Sour Crush. If you're new to the podcast, I'll let you know we are live streaming on YouTube as well as Twitch. And if you tune in on those, you can see the beer that we're reviewing right on screen on our on-tap menu. So you kind of get an idea of what the bottle looks like. In this case, it's actually a can. So get an idea of what the can looks like. But if you're tuning in just on the podcast, welcome, and I'll do my best to describe this to you guys, and so you know what to expect from 10 Barrel Brewing's Raspberry Sour. So we'll get right into this. This is the can is an all-white can with just some red lettering on it. They call it their Crush series. According to the can, they call it Crush, so that you can crush it any time of the year. Hashtag crush it. So this is their raspberry one. I believe they also have a cucumber one, but we will get more into the beers they offer in a little bit. So we'll go ahead and open this up right now. And we'll start pouring it into our other glass to get an idea of the color and everything. So right off the bat, as I'm pouring this, this beer is extremely red in color, almost a pink, rosy color to it. Not what I expected, but I guess I'm not really sure what I expected from a sour. I'm not really familiar with sour beers. I've had a couple tastings in the past at different breweries, but I don't know if I've ever actually purchased a six pack of sours. So this will be interesting for everyone. So this is the raspberry sour. Like I said, it's really red, really pink in color. It almost looks like Kool-Aid in the glass. There's no head on it whatsoever when I poured it out. It is listed as a beer. It is not a malt. It is listed as a sour ale made with raspberries. So we'll go ahead and give it a try here. Whoa. That is sour. That really gets you in the throat right there underneath the jawbone. You instantly, it's like you ate a sour warhead or something. Really surprising. It does have raspberry flavor. The alcohol content on this is actually 6.5%, which I thought seemed rather high for a sour beer. My gut instinct for a sour would have been a lower, below 5%, kind of an easy drinking beer. But this is a higher alcohol content than I would have guessed. The sourness of it really comes through. I'm not hunting for the raspberry flavor, but it's also not right punchy in the face raspberry. I don't know if you guys have ever, if you've ever had emergency, those vitamin C packets that you'll drink if you're feeling sick or you think you're going to get sick. Mix it into some water. It's kind of like a powdered Alka-Seltzer with like 10 million grams of vitamin C. That is what this tastes like most similar. That's what I would have to say. It doesn't remind me of any candies. Doesn't remind me of obviously any other beer that I've had. I really get that. It feels like I'm drinking vitamin C. The sourness is still there on the third drink. It is not as punchy in the face, but I think it's because I'm a little bit used to it. It is definitely a sour beer. They weren't lying there. But yeah, the raspberry flavor is not, it's not really in the forefront. It has good flavor, but it's not so obvious that it's raspberry. So overall, good beer. Has a little bit of a raspberry scent to it, actually. It smells more like raspberries than it tastes like raspberries, which is kind of interesting. Overall, not a bad beer by any means, but if you like sour beers, I think this would be right up your alley. Sours have just never been my thing, but I have to review a little bit of everything. This is probably more one that you would have through the summer, given it's just a lighter, it tastes lighter. The alcohol content says otherwise, but it is a lighter beer. It has a fruit flavor, obviously. It's not just a heavy beer that you would expect in the winter, but this is one of their year-round beers, and I just happen to be reviewing it in the middle of winter, so forgive me for that. If you're interested in it, go give it a try and maybe buy a six pack when you head to the lake next summer or something. So give you a little bit of insight on the 10 Barrel Brewing Company. 10 Barrel Brewing Company is out of Bend, Oregon. They started in 2006. That's when they started their production in Bend. They stayed in Bend distributing and making beer from 2006 to 2009, at which point they started distributing in Portland, Oregon. Shortly after, they opened their first brew pub in Bend. So it took them a couple years to really get going, get out there, which is expected. And being in Oregon, there's a lot of other beers and a lot of other breweries to compete with, which could, I mean, that could help because you have the following out there. You have people that like the local brew scene, but it just also could get saturated with a bunch of different breweries. But this is one that made it out. So they built their new production facility. I'm reading this off of their website here, 10barrel.com. They opened up a new brewery in 2012, and then they opened a second brew pub in Boise, Idaho, and then they, at that same time, they also added more distribution. So they branched out from Bend and Portland into Washington and then obviously into Idaho with the new brew pub. In 2014, 10 Barrel partnered with Anheuser-Busch, and they became a member of the High End, is what they call it, and their family of craft brews. So really took off from 2010 onward. It really took off for them. 2015, they opened another brew pub in Portland and added additional distribution to Colorado and California. Following that trend, 2016, they opened another brew pub. Where else but Colorado? Denver, actually. And now, as of 2017, they opened another brew pub in San Diego, following where they started their distribution to. And then they added a second brew pub back where they started in Bend, Oregon. So they're definitely a larger craft brew brewery. They obviously distribute to Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Colorado, and now California, with brew pubs in all of those states except Washington, I believe. So yeah, they really took off from that. A little bit of the backstory on the beers that they offer. Like a lot of the craft breweries that we've been reviewing, they have their year-round beers, then they have their seasonal beers. Then they also have their limited runs. A lot of breweries are doing this where they'll have their main, you know, 4, 5, 6, 10 beers, whatever it is, that they do year-round that are available all the time. Then they'll do seasonal ones just on the major holidays, or, you know, fall beers for an October-y style winter, summer beer, something like that. Then they also will do a limited run of special beers that aren't necessarily seasonal, but they might come out at a certain holiday, but may not be available at all of their locations. So it's just kind of a smaller run that they do. So as far as their year-round beers, they got a little bit of everything. They have one that's called their trail beer, kind of just your average ale. They have an Apocalypse IPA. Then they have what they call their Joe IPA. Their Joe IPA I have actually had. back when I was in Oregon. It is not available extensively in Wyoming right now. They have one called a pub beer, which also comes in a can. They have a double mosaic beer, and then their black ale. They call it their Sinistor black ale. In their sour lines of beers, their Crush series, they call it, they have the raspberry sour that we're reviewing today, as well as a cucumber sour. Those are the only two sours that they offer right now, both of which are available year-round. So if you're interested in the sour beers or want to know more about the raspberry beer, you can, as long as you're in one of the states they distribute to, they're available year-round. Their seasonal beers, they do one that they call Pray for Snow. It's their winter lager. Excuse me. This is highly, highly carbonated. For not having a lot of head on this beer, I don't know if it's the sourness or just the tart, like the tartness of the flavor, but it gives the effect of high, high carbonation in it. Really bubbly, but not a lot of head built up. back to their beers, is their small tank is what they call it. Their limited run only goes to a select number of locations. They have a couple different ones. One that I'll point out is the Jamaican Me Pumpkin. And I'll point that one out because I enjoy pumpkin beers. I hope to try it sometime. I did not know it existed until I did this review and started learning a little bit about them. So that one really catches my attention, and I want to know more about that. So if you want to know more about that beer or any of the beers I mentioned or the one we are reviewing today, I encourage you to go to 10barrel.com, find out more about them, go to one of their brew pubs in one of their locations, and give them a try. So thank you for tuning in. If you want to follow me, you can follow me on YouTube at Zim's Beer Review. I'm also available on Twitch. You can follow me on Twitter. If you want to find me there, it's at Zim's Beer Review. If you have any questions, comments, or want to get a hold of me, feel free to send me a tweet on there. If you want to send me an email with something a little more extensive, you can reach me at zimsbeerreview@gmail.com. So thank you, and until next time, happy drinking.